Morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. That'll be more in the future. We'll talk about that in a moment. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email at Good Morning. Oh, my, so squeaky. You can send us an email over at GoodMorningJohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord. That is for free in the show notes to be a part of our wonderful Good Morning Johto family. Talking about random things, sometimes just events or different things going on. A lot about GoFest. I literally was meeting up last night. Today is March 12th. I was meeting up last night, the 11th, talking with the wonderful people of Lured Up just to see what they're doing for GoFest this year and just seeing what everybody's plans are, because I stayed with a lot of different creators last year. This year, a little different. We'll talk about that in the future. Definitely going to be trying to go to GoFest. I found out, I don't know this for sure, so blame as the Pokeball turns, if this isn't true, that because I'm not going to look it up because I'm lazy, that Sunday early bird or Saturday early bird tickets are sold out right now. So that is something for the future, but we'll talk about that. If you'd like to help or support Good Morning Johto, you can with a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show, or join our Patreon for as low as $1, like these wonderful trainers: Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel. Pauly D and Mikey A are the board operators here in Good Morning Johto, and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to all of you wonderful trainers. Hopefully you enjoyed the end of the Pokemon Horizons event that ended last night at 8 p.m. your local time. Got yourself a shiny Pikachu, which I did not, which is fine. Still pretty cool event. I love seeing all the different stuff. Just the Pikachu in the wild, I think, is really cool. Also, I did not get a Charcadet at all, but I'm still waiting to hatch some eggs, because who knows? It could be in some of these eggs, and I could hopefully update tomorrow. Yesterday, and the sound of the day, Jeff usually, when there's something like that, likes to help out. It was, Jeff, what did you have? I'm just going to double check that you got the same. It was Nidoran Female was last, or Nidoran Female is tonight, I'm sorry, but the sound of the day yesterday. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. today, March 12th. Double Stardust for catching. This is where you use your save up to get on that wonderful Stardust. Remember, our next event does not start until this Thursday, the 14th at 10 a.m., running through the 18th next Monday at 8 p.m. The bonuses for this event are Double Stardust for catching. Catching Pokemon with Weather Boosted will earn you extra Stardust, increased chance to get a shiny cast form. Featured Pokemon during this event is Normal Cast Form, Sunny Cast Form, Rainy Cast Form, and Snowy Cast Form. All can be shiny, and all have pretty good shinies. Wild Encounters for sunny weather is Cacnea. Rainy is Lotad, one of our favorites here at Good Morning Johto. Snowy is Snover. Partly Cloudy is Roggenrola. Spritzy is Cloudy. Windy, Swablu. Foggy Weather is Ghastly. All conditions will get you Paris, Drifloom, Helioptile, or Amara. All those can be shiny, and all that I mentioned for the different weathers can be shiny as well. If you're lucky, you can encounter shiny Lickitung or regular one. Appearing in 1-stars, Ghastly, Hippopotas, Amara. All of those can be shiny. But you know what can't that's in 1-stars? Poliwhirl. Appearing in 3-stars, that's Drapa, Lickitung, Charizard. All can be shiny. We'll talk about the raids in future episodes. We did get a new event announced. Well, we knew it was named this, but Verdant Wonders got announced for, which I like that they're doing this just ahead of time. So we got this Thursday to next Monday with event. A week from Thursday, which is the 21st, is going to be Verdant Wonders. Ticket holders, so Verdant Wonders has announced bringing it with the return of Zarude with a ticket, Shiny Flabébé, and a costume Cottonee. Certain Pokemon will appear more frequently on incense used during the event for ticket holders. Shiny Flabébé will debut in costume Cottonee and Whimsicott. This here's your ticket. I think those are ticket holder bonuses as well. I'm hoping there's regular bonuses here in a second as well. $8 or equivalent, your pricey tier, you'll be able to pick an exclusive event for Rogue of the Jungle during the Verdant Wonders. This will be able to get you a special research story to encounter Zarude. Hopefully this means that even if you got one before, you can still get another one. March 25th from March 21st to the 25th, you'll gain access during this to receive the special research. You must open it anytime during this event. After you receive the special research, you can complete it anytime after. You'll be able to encounter Zarud, the rogue monkey Pokemon, from completing the special research. Along the way, your rewards will be 2 premium battle passes, 6 silver pineapple berries, 5 rare candies, 1 incense, and various different dark and grass types. And don't forget, you can gift this or purchase it for your friends if your great friends are higher. Costume Pokemon will be Cottonee and Flabébé wearing a flower crown. Cottonee and Whimsicott, I'm sorry, wearing a flower crown. Shiny Flabébé. They really like putting Flabébé in these spring events. Increase incense encounters. This is for ticket holders. You got your red, your blue, your yellow Flabébé. Cottonee wearing a flower crown. The Panpour, Panseer, and Pansage all can be shiny. Zorua can be shiny. Cutifly can be shiny. And if you're lucky, orange and white Flabébé. The following Pokemon will be encountered more frequently in the wild. This is red Flabébé, blue Flabébé, yellow Flabébé, Cottonee wearing that flower crown, Bulbasaur, Oddish, Tangela, Hompip, Poochyena, Shroomish, Cutifly, and Nuzleaf. If you're lucky, you can encounter the following, which is the Panpour, Panseer, Pansage. All of those can be shiny. Orange and white Flabébé and Zorua. All of those can have the chance to be shiny. Region locked as well. Red flower Flabébé is Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Blue is Asia Pacific, and yellow is the Americas. If you're lucky, you can get the white flower or orange no matter where you are. Field research tasks during this time. You can get Cottonee wearing that flower crown, Vulpix, Poliwag, Meryl, Slugma, Pansage, Panseer, Panpour. All of those can be shiny. Collection challenges and Pokestops will be during this event as well. A lot for ticket holders during this event, but I guess there's lucky, there's wild spawns as well. Just depends on what you're looking forward to. This is really if you, I guess, don't have a Zarude. But that is everything we have for Go today. A lot of new news. Can't wait to see what we have tomorrow. And that will be covering some raid counters as well. Let's go ahead and see what our ad of the day is. Umbrellas by Umbreon and Eustace are going to be down at the Farmer's Market starting back up next weekend. I can't wait for the Farmer's Market to be back. Eustace and Umbreon hand make these wonderful umbrellas themselves out of local material, all bought here and made here, handmade in Goldenrod. If don't let the rain get you down, pick up an umbrella from Umbreon. Proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Now let's go ahead and cover, well, we'll have a short little intermission before. Not intermission, just something before we get into TCG. I'm wanting to get more people on for the VGC. This is something that was requested in the Discord, and I think it's a wonderful idea. We always say we're Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and a little bit of VGC, and we've been around now for almost a year and a half. It is crazy. We're getting close and closer to that full year and a half mark, and we're like, man, why don't we have more trainers from different spaces? So we're working on, literally, I've already been messaging back and forth with some trainers to get VGC on the rotation, because I think it'd be wonderful to talk to. We did get everything semi-ready for streaming live soon, so hopefully when things come down just with life on different events, we can start that here soon. Now, let's go ahead and cover some TCG from the Dice Town League. Happened last night with 71 trainers. Let's go over top 8. Lost Tina. In eighth place, Lost Tina with, hey, guess what? Lost Box Tina. Seventh place, we have Map with Roaring Moon. In sixth place, we have Goldingo. In fifth place, Corvo 7 with Spiritomb Pidgeot. Let me see. There's a Snorlax there. But also has some Chiyu-EX. Fourth place, we have Mr. Dog with Cloth Electrode. Third place, we have Soda S with Arceus. We have second place, we have Snorlax Pidgeot with a 6-1 tear. But 7-0, we have Pump Kami. 7-0 with Roaring Moon. I think this is an awesome deck. Would love to get some more reps in with that deck. Well, Jeff had the Nidoran female yesterday as the send of the day. As we're bringing this episode of Good Morning Johto to a close, Jeff, what do you have for us today? Thank you so much to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers for sticking around. Everybody's getting hyped for Gope Fest. We'll get our details up soon. Can't wait to see you there. But hey, before that, trainers, I'll see you bright and early back tomorrow morning.